You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Krista knows, right? Krista, this is a fun part of the show.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Right on.
So what are you up to today?
I am on my way to work right now, and I love to listen to you guys, and I thought today's the day I should decide to play.
Oh, that's very cool of you.
I'm glad you made today the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like a good day, so.
It is a good
Why
day.
Why not?
What's your line of work?
I work at Topgolf. So.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I love Topgolf.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is very fun, for sure.
What do you do there?
I work in the golf services department, so basically I just help with all the guests, their needs are. So it's pretty nice to be able to see all the very advanced golfers versus all the first-time golfers as well.
Right, right, right.
I will say this about that business model, all right, because the first time I had gone to a Topgolf, they didn't have any in the Denver metro area, and I went to see a buddy down in, Dallas, and he took a couple of us out. And what impressed me was the number of people who go who have never held a golf club before in their lives.
Yeah.
I agree.
And they still have a great time and they laugh. Well, of course, there's alcohol flowing too, but.
Yes. And you're there with friends.
It's, it's an interesting business model. So,
yes, definitely the toddlers that try to play are my favorite because the clubs just end up in the field.
Yeah. Oh. See, that was going to be my question. Have you ever seen anybody fall off of those ledges?
I have never seen anyone fall, but the other day, like a week ago, there was someone that did, and about half the crew ran out to go look at it. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
See, that's where the drinking, you got to be careful with the drinking. You just roll right off the edge.
Yeah.
My buddy had a birthday party there for his kid. And spent a lot of money. Remember that story, Dom?
They do. They definitely
thousands.
Do.
It was like for a 10-year-old's birthday, and he got the bill, and he's like, "Oh, I didn't realize that it was going to be that much."
Multiple thousands, right?
It was thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Well, if any listeners are listening today, it's Half Price Tuesday. So
hey, there you go. Now's the day to have a birthday.
Yes, exactly.
Right on. Well, that's cool. You got a good gig.
Krista. You know, if you ask me, Topgolf should be advertising on this radio station. That's what I think.
You're damn right. It's a great family
it's
spot.
It's definitely word of mouth. So I did that for them just now. So we're good, you know?
Well, yeah, you did.
Do you realize what you just did?
Is it word of mouth? Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's word of mouth.
Yeah, no, but do you realize what you just did? Because our business, the way Jeremy and I make a living, put food on the table, support our families, is through advertising. And you're like, I don't want to do that. I just want to get free
announcement.
You absolutely just eviscerated us.
Jeez,
and we just did you a solid, Krista.
Hey, I'm doing what my policy at work tells me, you know, but they should advertise through you guys only.
That's Wait a minute. So
what is your policy?
Me the policy is to call and get radio stations to talk about you for free?
No, well, more just word of mouth.
Listen, we did start it all by asking her what she does.
I know.
So, I mean, she's got to talk about where she's at and what
Everything
she's doing.
Everything was great until that last line.
Oh, she's
fine.
You're fine. You're fine.
I don't know, Krista. Really, that cut to the quick, man.
It'll be fine.
I just want to do free advertising with Dom and Jeremy.
Well,
the number one morning radio show in the universe.
We're really good, Krista.
I'm sorry, guys. Next time I'll remember. Next
All
time
right,
I'll make sure that it is a paid advertisement.
Yeah. Yes, paid advertisement. You think we're here for our health? All right, Krista, let's play some Rattle Off. You're a good sport. Let's play Rattle Off. Here we go. We're going to give you a category. You're going to have 10 seconds to rattle off five examples. Are you ready?
I am ready.
10 seconds. Give us five celebrities, we have to have heard of them, who have initials as part of their name. In other words, initials are part of their name. Five of them. 10 seconds. Ready? And go.
Rowling, I don't know now. J.K. Rowling, oh no.
Oh, time's up. That's a stumper, huh? That's a stumper, yeah.
I might hold on to that.
Hold on to it. Now everybody's thinking about it.
When you hang up, you're going to think of about another 12.
I know, and I know there's one that's like in the top of my head too, but I just couldn't remember like last name or anything. So.
It's all right.
Oh, listen.
Try that one on your coworkers when you get to work today, all right?
Exactly, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
Krista, thanks for letting us bust your chops. You have a great day,
yeah,
okay?
Thank you guys. You too.
Bye.
Okay, bye. hey, a note for everybody who's on hold right now. If we get a winner, don't hang up because we will still want to talk to you.
Right.
Now let's see how many people do that. Hi, Jackie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What's your line of work?
I am a nanny.
All right. We have a lot of nannies
you looking after?
That listen. Yeah, how many kids?
Three kids. Twins that are 12 and a 7-year-old. And then I have my own 4-month-old with me.
Holy cow.
Dang, that's a lot of kids, Jackie.
It's a lot of responsibility.
I used to be a teacher, so 4 is better than 25.
Preach it. You
right,
got that right.
Right. I got to tell you something, too. My stepdaughter is a nanny, and she makes badass money, I'm telling
Bank,
you right
now. Yeah.
It's She's the making... move. It's the way to go.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I'm tempted to ask you what you charge per hour, but I know that's a very
that's
personal,
pretty personal
question.
Yeah. Is it a lot? Do you make good money?
I make good money. I make what I would teaching.
Oh, okay. There you go.
All right.
Yeah, she's nannying, and she's making anywhere from $25 to $35 an hour, my stepdaughter.
Yep, I'm in that range.
That's
mm-hmm.
pretty
Isn't
good.
That crazy? That's good. Good for
wow.
you.
Wow.
What's on the docket today? What are the plans for all the kids?
Well, the kids are
I guess
school,
they're in school right
for
now.
A 4-month-old.
Actually, two are home sick right now, and I'm on the way to the doctor with my baby to get his 4-month-old appointment for his shot. So, and then I'll go back to work. Yeah.
So you just left him home alone?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Don't judge me.
Huh.
It's okay.
Hey,
with
we judge
okay.
everything on this show, but it doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
I mean all right. You guys
They'll
stay
okay.
here. I have things to do.
They're 12. They're old. They're okay.
Okay, they're 12.
Totally
That's going to be
old
fine.
Enough.
They'll be yes, fine.
Me.
They'll
yeah,
be fine.
Just, you know, it's just that line like our parents used to tell us, just don't cook anything while I'm gone.
Yeah, don't mess with the stove is what
no
it was
stoves,
always. Don't turn the stove
anything
on.
Anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah, stay in bed.
Exactly. I gave them little trays full of food and drinks and snacks, so they're all set up good.
Oh, you're a good
What kind
man,
of snacks?
I got some cereal. I got a bagel. Some body armor, lots of water,
okay.
crackers.
That's pretty good snackage.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Something that
it's
won't
fine.
Get their tummies upset.
What kind of cereal?
Yeah, we will judge on the cereal.
Okay, well, it wasn't my choice, but Cheerios, plain Cheerios, and Chex.
Oh, yuck.
Not even Honey Nut?
Dry.
The mom there and dad, they need to buy Honey Nut.
Yeah,
what do you think?
That's some dry cereal you left them.
I know. Honey Nut's the way to go, but that's what they
way.
Had on hand.
All right. Well,
understood.
Time to move on
All right,
from that
listen,
family.
Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
I think so.
Yeah, you can do it. And again, everyone who's on hold, don't hang up, even if Jackie gets it, because we want to talk to everybody. 10 seconds. Give us the names of 5 different TV game shows. Past or present, by the way. Past or present. 5 game shows. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Deal or No Deal, The Voice, The Masked Singer.
I
don't know about The Voice.
I don't think these reality shows are necessarily game shows.
I don't think the last two were game shows.
I don't think, that's what I'm saying. I don't think those
are like singing and dancing competitions.
Yeah. I'm thinking of like Price is Right.
And what's the pyramid one?
The $25,000 pyramid.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't think I'm going to go with Masked Singer.
I can't accept those
Voice
two.
As game shows.
No. Those are competitions. Like,
they're not in the spirit of TV.
It's not a family feud, you know.
Hmm. Okay.
Are you judging us right now?
Are
Jackie?
You upset by this?
No, I understand. I would think the same way now that you said it.
You are delightful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We hope everyone gets well soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a
See
good day.
See you later. Bye.
Bye, Jackie.
Oh, boy. We're probably going to hear about that one. But
yeah. Oh, well, you know we will.
But you know what? Too bad.
You know, the ruling of the judges is that's not a game
show.
That's
it. Yeah, they're not.
Hello, Sandy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Sandy.
You wouldn't have counted those as game shows, would you?
I wasn't really listening. I'm driving.
That's okay.
Good
just,
for you.
Just say you guys are right. You're the best. All right. Where are you driving to?
I am driving back to the office.
Okay.
All right.
What do you do?
I am a tech student to school with disability.
Your phone is either horrible or you don't have it up to your mouth. Put the phone up to your mouth and answer again. What do you do?
I drive students to school with disabilities.
Well, you're a good
Very
human.
Good. Have we talked to you recently?
No, it's been more than a year, I think.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Dang.
Yeah. Well, you're a good human being for doing that job. Thank you for that.
Thanks for that, yeah.
Do you have students in the car right now?
No, I'm going back to the office now. I just dropped them off.
Okay, thank you. Be careful.
You ready to play some rattle off with your boys?
I'm going to try.
All right.
That's all we can ask. 10 seconds, Sandy. We'll try this other one from yesterday. Five different types of soup. Five different soups. Ready and go!
Chicken, tomato, broccoli, asparagus, onion, tortilla. I think I got it. Lord have pity
on the person who's eaten asparagus soup.
No kidding.
Good
but
God.
She did give us six,
they
so we
can
throw
prison?
That one out.
Onion soup?
Yeah, like French
the
onion
French
soup,
onion
man.
Soup? Yeah.
It's an onion soup, dude. Yeah.
Would she have needed to say French onion soup,
no,
though?
No, because you can buy just onion soup packages
in
the store.
Gross. Mm. All right.
I got to say, Sandy's a
winner!
Good job, Sandy Pants.
Way to go.
This is the only game I was missing to win.
Oh, yeah? You've won them all except this one?
Yes.
Wow, look at you. Smarty
you know,
pants.
And I was hoping I was going to be like the caller that was going to get the onion soup because I kind of heard that you guys said.
You know, we were talking the other day on the show about the people who have won the Oscar, the Emmy, the Tony Award, and the Grammy. It's called the EGOT. We should create something like that for our show. There's the Mindbender, Boys Against the Girls, and Rattle Off. It's like the holy trinity of Dom and Jeremy games on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'll be
You've
nice.
Won all three of those now?
Well, I do Boys Against the Girls, no. I never have the chance to do that
Oh,
one.
So you haven't won them all yet.
You've not won them all.
I was thinking about the Mindbender because I've done that twice.
Wow.
The last years that I've heard.
All right, well, you've got to, you know, it's almost like having a bingo card. You've got to mark off Boys Against the Girls next, okay?
Yes, I'm going to try.
Okay.
Okay, listen, you are charming. Hold on, don't go away. Josh wants to come back and tell you all about your prize. Well, Marcos and Brian continue. Oh, Brian just hung up.
Gone.
Marcos didn't hang up, though. Marcos, what are you doing?
Hey, I just got home. I just dropped off my wife at work, and now I'm at home chilling like a villain, I guess.
Chilling like a villain. Good for you.
What are you going to do at the house by yourself?
I don't know. I mean, it's me and my two dogs. I mean, I'm working from home today, but like...
But really, you know, whatever
home.
You want to do.
It doesn't really sound like you're working
you're alone.
From home, though.
You know, I'll plan the good hours at some point today, but right now I'm thinking I'm going to refill my coffee and go from there.
What do you do for a living, Marcos?
So I work in the IT world, and then my side hustle is Instacart shopping. So shout out to all my Instacart shoppers that are listening. We are awesome.
They're like, hey, Marcos.
Hey, we hear you. Right.
So, what do you do?
Yeah,
I
what
mean,
do you
what
do
is,
for Instacart shopping? What does
yeah,
that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean to me?
Folks like sign up for a subscription for someone else to do their grocery shopping for them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so when they submit their order, it goes out to all of us shoppers, and the app will say, "Hey, at King Soopers, there's this order, this batch, you know, like 50 items for this amount of money." Mm-hmm. And this is where you have to drive when you're done, and you can either accept it or just move on to the next
store. Oh, okay, so you actually go and pick up the order and then deliver it?
Yeah, so you find the item and you scan the barcode, and then once you're done...
Oh, so you're actually even doing the shopping then. You go
He's
in
doing
and
the
shop.
He's doing it all.
You do it all.
He's a
bag it,
shopper, man.
Throw it in your trunk and head out.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's fun. You know, I have my wife with me every now and then. She loves shopping, but...
And you just do this as a little side hustle just for extra cash?
Yeah, like a few hours after I'm done working my main job, I'll say, yeah, I'll do this for...
How much do you make for your little side hustle?
It depends. I mean, I can do one batch for like $40, and that's like four items sometimes. Or I can work 2 hours and still make $45 or $50. It just depends what's out there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You're telling me that there are times that you get an order, it's only four things on there, and yet when you go pick them up and deliver them, you make $40?
Yeah, because, so for example, someone will want something from Sephora and nothing's cheap in there. So if you pick up four items, that's like $200.
Right, exactly.
And you do like,
so is it based off of a percentage of the total sale?
Correct.
Yes. Well, I'll be darned.
That's funny that somebody would be ordering stuff from Sephora, too. Like, they feel like they're so hideous that they can't go out of the house. They've got to bring the makeup to them, fix themselves up, and then go out. That's funny. I can't go out looking like this. I'm out of makeup.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, that's a cool little gig, man. Good for you.
Yeah. What's your IT gig? You. What are you doing when you're working? What are you doing?
So I do help desk work. So if anyone in the company has any computer issues, they'll send me a ticket. And then I'll pick it up and I'll say, hey, what's going on? And then they'll tell me what's going on.
And you're like, did you start your computer, you moron?
Yeah, you'll tell them to shut it off, turn it back on again, right? Every time.
That's the first thing I ask. Did you restart your computer?
Yeah.
And then we go from there.
I've pretty much started with that when I reach out to our IT people. I go, you know, it's like the first line. I've already restarted the computer. I've powered down. Now what?
But now I'm curious. As somebody who's an IT specialist, Marcus, are you Marcus or Marcos? How do you pronounce your name?
Marcos, thank you for asking.
Marcos, okay. So I want to know for the reals, because our IT people are always telling us, well, did you restart your computer? I want to know, honestly, and don't blow smoke up our you-know-what here.
Ow.
What percentage of times does that fix the problem? Be honest.
Honestly, like 60%. So more than half the time anyone has an issue, I say, did you restart your computer? Because when I remote into your machine, I can tell how long it's been running without a restart.
So you can tell if they've lied to you.
Like days.
Right, yeah, right. But that might not necessarily fix the problem. I'm saying, what percentage of time does that actually fix the problem?
He said 60% of the time.
Well, yeah, he's 60% saying 60% of the time they have not restarted it, but maybe you restarted and it's still screwed up.
So that's the 40% where, okay, we restarted and it's still happening.
Yeah, so 60% of the time, just restart it, and it usually fixes itself.
Be damned.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is crazy.
What a great job to have.
Although, I'm skeptical, and I feel like all you IT guys have got together, and you all just kind of spread that story.
Oh, that's something we all know. It's like a conversation starter, like, oh gosh, those customers, right?
These idiots never restart their computer.
These people that we work with, they're all morons.
They're all stupid. Don't they know control alt delete?
Oh, that's something else too. You can have.
Boy, God, that's great.
It's all fun.
Yeah, you're a good guy, Marcos. I like you.
I try to help whenever I can.
I like you a lot.
Yeah. So you're gonna try to put in like a good hour of your IT job today, and then maybe run and deliver some stuff. Is that it?
Honestly, if I wanted to, I could, but I've never tried it. Like, maybe during lunchtime, I'll do it, but not if it's for more than an hour, then probably not.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we've absolutely enjoyed talking to you. We hope you have a terrific day, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for reaching out.
Thank you for having me. And honestly, I really wanted that soup question because I had 10 answers in my head, but someone else got it.
Give him the soup one, Dom.
What's your go-to soup? I got to know.
Oh, I love New England clam chowder.
Oh, yeah.
See, we had a whole debate in here, Marcos, about whether or not chowder counts as soup, whether chili counts as soup.
Bisque fall?
Is bisque
chili,
a soup?
Stew?
That's debatable, but I think clam chowder is a soup.
I think that's a soup all day long. And you put those little crackers in there.
Exactly. Yes.
You want to play just for fun? 10 seconds, five soups. Ready, go.
New England clam chowder, chicken noodle soup, black bean soup, minestrone, Italian wedding, and French onion soup.
Yeah, you got it. You would have had it. Yep.
You would have nailed it. Yeah. Oh, man. Maybe we shouldn't let you play because now you're going to be sad. You're like, oh
man. But that really was quite easy because you're probably doing your Instacart thing and you're picking up a lot of soup.
All right.
So I'm not that impressed that you know soup.
We hope you have a great day, my friend. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye, Marcos.
Hey, thank you. Same to you both. Bye.
See you, bud.